24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Thank you to everyone who has been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews on Productivity 360. Remember, it's Productivity 360 every single Friday on Bashani and worldwide, folks. I hope you understand that everything gets better when we are productive. We are all equal in time, but we are separated by how we produce in it. Listen, today, I'm not talking about that quarantine life that everybody else has been talking about. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic I believe is going to bless you. It's productive commitments that every leader should honor. I'll say that again. Productive commitments that every leader should honor. Again, before we get started, if you have any questions, concerns, thoughts, something that you'd like for me to cover on the show, make sure that you send it in to contact liveproduce at gmail. That's contact liveproduce at gmail, and I'll be sure to do just that. Well, let's dive into the show. I am honored to talk about these things because I've been having a lot of conversations with a lot of my partners all around the world, and these are some things that they've been struggling with even in the midst of this epidemic or pandemic. So I'm going to break out some things that I think will free each and every one of you as you listen to the show today. All right, let's talk about it. A productive commitment that every leader should honor. What do you mean, Dr. V? There are some affirmations, some thoughts, some things that you need to be telling yourself each and every day. And when you get better as a leader, guess what? Everyone else gets better as well. But remember this, they can only get better if they take a look in the mirror. Anyone who is productive understands how important it is to be effective and efficient in their business, in their relationship, in their life, in their family, in their finances, and in their future. But everything gets better when we are productive. Here it is. The number one thing that I want people to really think about today is to do the right thing. Yes, I know. You remember that show, that actual movie that was done by Spike Lee. It was saying, do the right thing. But in this connotation, I want to share with you, do what's right above what is wrong. Why? Because it is easy to do what is wrong and hard to do what's right. But what's easy won't always last. And what will last ain't always the easiest thing to do. Yes, I said it. I know it's not proper grammar, but I need you to pick up what I'm putting down, folks, because it's not always easy. It ain't always easy to do the right thing. Whether you're talking about in business, in life, in relationships, or anything else, it is not always easy to do the right thing, but you've got to choose to do what's right and not what's easy. Anything, and I say this really, really plainly, anything worth having is worth working for. So if you're willing to put into work, if you're willing to be dedicated to it, then it will be something you enjoy. So let's go back to that. I'm talking to us today about productive commitments that every leader should have and honor for themselves. Number one is to do the right thing. Number two, let's talk about being honest with yourself. Here is where it gets extremely sticky, folks. These are some things that you're going to want to write down. You're going to want to say to yourself. You're going to have to listen to this podcast again. This show is going to be a personal show. It's not one of the ones where you say, "Ooh, I told you so, X, Y, and Z." No, this is going to hit you blow for blow, pound for pound. Why? Because this is what leaders need. This is what it takes for leaders to lead exceptionally well. So the second thing is to be honest with yourself. Know who you are, and also, watch this, who you're not. Don't be fooled in trying to be someone that you're not. I don't know how many people are doing that on a daily basis. They see something online, they just try to imitate it. But let me tell you something, you're not a cheap imitation, so stop doing that. The world needs the best of you. So let that person slow up everything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let that person slow up everything, because what the world needs now is the best version of you. Don't conform to someone else's perception. Be the designer original that you were created to be. So I don't want you to cheat me by not bringing your best. So I'm going to say, let that person show up every single day of your life. What person? The person that's going to be honest with themselves and bring their best every single day. Are you picking up what I'm putting down today? We're simply talking about productive commitments that every leader should know and honor themselves. Leaders are the people who lead from the front. But in order to be followed, you've got to lead and lead well. And this is another one that I think is really, really going to hit home for a lot of us, because leaders seem to always have that top-down vision. They seem to be taking the hill and taking things by storm. But one of the things that leaders don't do, and I'm not saying all leaders, I'm just saying some, we don't learn to do this next step. Now listen, listen very clearly. Lean in. I want you to anticipate what I'm about to say. Leaders, those who are productive and will have productive commitments that they will honor as a leader, they have to learn how to appreciate the small things in life. One more time. I got to give it to you again. It was so good. I got to say it one more time. Appreciate the small things in life. Wake up daily and smell the roses, tulips, carnations, whatever it is, whatever your flavor is, wake up and smell that every day. You've got to decide that you're going to wake up and win every single day. Productive or positive people live productive and positive lives. I'm going to say that one again. Productive and positive people live productive and positive lives. I've never seen a negative person live a positive life. So you've got to decide that you're going to appreciate the small things. Stop worrying about what you don't have. Start working with what you do have and literally enjoy the ride. Why? Because life isn't predicated on the things that we don't have or the gifts that we get or the bling that is within the gifts that we get. But the right frame of mind will always cause you to shine. So having an appreciation for the small things in life is what it's really about. If you want to enjoy every single moment of your life, learn to appreciate the small things. Are you hearing me today? I hope that you are. And I hope that you're taking notes, because these are the things that's going to help you to be productive. And these are the things that you should be committed to and honor as a leader. Let's move on to the next thing. Know your worth. Know your worth and be confident in your value. This one I can literally stay on all night long, all day long, all week long. Why? Because most people don't know their worth. Most people aren't confident in their own value. They may value a lot of people. They may value a lot of things, but they don't seem to value themselves. So what I want to share with each and every leader that's listening today is that you were born to produce and add value, not to compete and be a cheap imitation of someone else. What you're here to do is to add value. You're here to compliment. You're here to bring a different spin. Do not, I repeat, do not waste your time on things that don't matter. Don't waste your time on things that don't matter. Instead, you should focus by investing your time on the things that do matter. Do not allow yourself to stay fixed and focused on all the negativity, all the wrong things. Remember, I just told you, I've never seen a negative person live a productive and positive life. It just doesn't happen. See, so make sure that you've got your head on tight and that your mind is right and that you're in the right space and frame of mind so you can sleep at night. Are you picking up what I'm putting down on Productivity 360 today? This is what I call food for your soul. Productive commitments that every leader should honor. Let's move on to the next one, folks. I'm talking about learning how to spread kindness and make a difference in this world. I can pause for the cause right there. Why? Because so many people only want to think about themselves. But we've got to learn how to spread kindness and make a difference in this world. True leaders are always looking to empower someone else, to help someone else get to the next level. Why? Because that's what leaders do. Open your mind before you open your mouth so that you don't insert your foot in your mouth. Ha ha, I love it. Leaders, listen to me very clearly. If you're going to be able to spread kindness and make a difference in this world, that means you're going to have to think 2 to 3 times more than you speak. So open your mind before you actually insert your foot in your mouth. Don't be moved by your emotions or your mood swings. Take control of your mind and speak life into existence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down because these are the things that actually transform and change people's lives. All right, let's move on to the next thing as we continue on talking about productive commitments that every leader should honor. The next thing, and this one's going to blow your mind, folks, because all of us want to believe that we're in control, but I'm here to tell you, you are not in control. True leaders, productive leaders, understand that they must be led so that they can lead well. They must be led so that they can lead well. Are you leading well? Because if you're not being led in some way, shape, form, or fashion, you're not leading well. A good leader, a great leader, a productive leader understands that they have to follow in some capacity. A great mentor has to even become a mentee at some point in life. So remember, you don't have to control everything in life in order to live a happy life or to live a peaceful life. Now, what I want you to know is that one word, N-O-W, now, meaning no one waiting. Stop trying to be the boss of everything and decide that you're going to live a little. Most leaders don't live an exhilarating life because they need to be in control of everything. Let go, delegate, teach, train, and then build your proteges. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I sure hope so. This is good to me. I don't know if it's good to you, but these are the things that I've used to help transform leaders all across the globe. So as you pick them up, and as you really put them into action and practice, you will begin to see the evidence and the results in your leadership, in your life, and those who are following you. The next thing that I want to share with you, it's a great principle. It's almost like an oxymoron, but watch this. Release to increase. I'm going to say that again. Release to increase. Sometimes you got to learn how to give up. You got to learn how to forgive, and you got to learn how to move forward. The things that we hold most dear to us are the things that seem to hold us down and to hold us back. You've got to learn how to release, to increase, so that you can move forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The thing that you hold most on to can pull you down and can take you back. If they don't know how to release to increase, that's exactly what you'll be doing. You'll be continuing to fall and you'll be continuing to look back. But if you learn how to forgive, if you learn how to forget, this will help you. If you want to get better, you are going to have to leave bitter behind. I'm going to say that again. If you want to get better, you're going to have to learn how to leave bitter behind. Again, release to increase. This is all part of productive commitments every leader should honor for themselves. The next thing that I want to share with you as we get ready to land the plane here, I want to say, never stop pushing. Never stop pushing. What do you mean, Dr. V? Well, I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit. Winners, listen to me very clearly. Winners win because they don't give up and they don't give in and they don't quit. Quitters never win and winners never quit. Do you have what I call the champion mentality? Do you have the warrior mentality? Do you have the overcomer's mentality? Because if you do, what you'll remember is never stop pushing. Always go forward. Always keep your eye on the prize and your goal ahead of you. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. Let me give you these last two so we can go ahead and get up out of here so you can go be productive the rest of this week. Here we go. Stop being so critical. Now, what I want to add to that is stop being so critical of yourself. See, because as a great leader, you do want to do things in an effective and efficient manner. You do want excellence. But remember, excellence is not something that you are going to achieve. Excellence is by way of you looking at perfection. Perfection will never be achieved. So you can want to do things in excellence all day, every day. But remember that the end state of perfection will never be obtainable. So stop being so critical of yourself. Get over perfection and do the work. Sometimes we all as leaders need reminders that we are not perfect. Our processes are not perfect. Our strategies are not perfect. You can strive for excellence, but you'll never achieve perfection. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope that this is freeing to you. And the last thing that I want to share with you today on this Follow Through Friday, I want you to take this one to the bank. You need to know that you're worth it. You need to know that life is too short. So stop doubting yourself, stop second guessing yourself, and go live your life to the fullest. Let me do a quick recap for you. Today, we've talked about productive commitments that every leader should honor for themselves. Number one, do the right thing. Number two, be honest with yourself. Number three, appreciate the small things in life. Number four, know your worth and be confident in your value. Number five, speak kindness and make a difference in this world. Number six, you are not in control. Number seven, release to increase. Number eight, never stop pushing. Number nine, don't be so critical of yourself. And number 10, you need to know that you are worth it. Folks, I hope that these things have helped you. I know every Friday I'm going to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world. It may be a productivity tip. It may be an outstanding speaker. It may be a world changer from all across the globe. But what I need you to know and what I need you to understand is productivity is the catalyst of your life. Productivity is the lifeline of leadership. Without productivity, you cannot survive. And if you don't believe me, just take a look down this lane. Somebody tell me a bank that they would continue to put their money in, their finances in, if they weren't being productive with managing your money. Somebody tell me, would you consistently go to a restaurant where the chef in the back is not productive in how they prepare your meals? If it's not effective and efficient, if you have to wait forever to get your meal, will you still go there? Listen, somebody tell me a leader that they will consistently follow to the ends of the earth when they're not a productive leader. Productivity makes the world go round. So what I want to share with you on this Follow Through Friday is you've got to make some commitments to yourself as a leader, and you've got to honor them. productive commitments every leader should honor. You just got 10 of them. I challenge you to go execute them on this weekend. And I say to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day weekend to you. Remember, without you, there could be no us. So I salute each and every one of you moms out there who are making big things happen. And you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and live to produce, and never forget to be honest with yourself. Blessings, peace, and productivity. Remember, you can download the Bashani app. You can put it on both your Android or your iPhones, and make sure that you carry these great shows with you every place that you go. You can catch us on all mobile streaming devices. Why? Because we're worldwide, baby. Have a great one, and I'll catch you next Friday. Blessings, peace, and productivity. I'm Dr. Vern. Be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernette on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.